Thank you, Richard and Sarah. Now to our last batch of stories. Locals react to plans to replace Debenhams. Norwich entries in a national competition put our city in the frame, and a lady is nominated in the Guide Dog Volunteer Awards. Three images which capture the essence of Norwich have been selected from more than 100 entries into a prestigious national collection. A 360-degree depiction of the market, a skateboarder in action outside City Hall, and a 600-year-old gateway proved top of the pops. The images have been selected as the winners of Picturing Norwich, a competition held by Historic England, which are going on display outside the forum. Photographers from the fine city were competing to be included in the national Picturing High Streets exhibition, with the top 10 featuring on Historic England's website, and the three winners being entered into the organisation's archives.
Tuck into afternoon tea al fresco at a charming secret garden in the heart of Norwich. The Britain's Arms, which dates back to the 14th century, is perched at the top of Elm Hill, which is the most complete medieval street in the city. The coffee house and restaurant was taken on by Chef Richard Ellis in 2021, and before that, sisters Jilly Mixer and Sue Skipper were at the helm for more than 40 years. The most popular offering, especially over the summer months, is the three-tier afternoon tea, which costs £14 per person and is available 12 noon to 5:30pm Monday to Saturday, with pre-booking required. It includes finger sandwiches, fruit scones with clotted cream and jam, sausage rolls, an assortment of desserts and a pot of tea. It can either be enjoyed inside or out the back in the hidden garden, which overlooks the cobbled street and St Peter Hungate Church. Mr Ellis said, "Customers love the afternoon tea and word has started to spread. They also say it is a really affordable treat." Book by calling 01603 331394 or visit britainsarms.com. The tea can be adapted for dietary requirements on request.
City folk have had their say on plans to replace Norwich's former Debenham shop. A public consultation exhibition at the Forum saw developers showcase their proposals to replace the former department store with a new building. Stamford Real Estate wants to knock down all but the basement and ground floor of the existing building as part of a major redevelopment of the city centre site. The developers want to construct a new building with new shops on the first two floors and 400 student flats on the other floors. The empty site housed Debenhams until the department store shut 3 years ago. The new building would be divided into different sections with various points varying in height, but at its tallest it would be three stories higher than the current six-floor building. An official planning application for the project is expected to be submitted this summer.
A bid to investigate getting the River Wensum rights like a person has been rejected, with Labour councillors saying it risked trivialising the issue. Green members at City Hall made the proposals as a means of protecting the river, which is a globally rare chalk stream, from pollution and climate change. It would have seen the council working with local groups to explore implementing a rights of rivers, giving it protections similar to a person, and could include things like a right to flow. The suggestion is not entirely novel, with a river in Canada being granted legal personhood in 2021, and similar mechanisms have been used in Bolivia, Mexico, and Colombia. But Labour members at City Hall criticised the suggestion. Green Group leader Lucy Galvin said the river was enormously important to the city and needed protecting. The motion said, "There is an emerging global movement of governments recognising the rights of nature and in particular of rivers. Rights of nature is a way of rethinking our relationship with nature from one of dominance to one of interdependency. If we can define a corporation as having the rights of personhood, then we can imagine a river having these personhood rights." But Labour's Kevin Maguire, who agreed the river needed protecting, said it was wrong to treat it like a person. He said, "Rivers are not people. Yes, it is a precious resource. The river, the Wensum, gives us drinking water. It is a conduit for trade, a place for leisure and recreation. But a river has no rights in and of itself."
A woman who has become well known for going toe-to-toe with councils on behalf of the visually impaired has been recognised for her determined efforts. Bernie Reddington from Sproston is campaigns manager in East Anglia for the Royal National Institute of the Blind, RNIB. She is also currently on the waiting list for her next guide dog, as her black Labrador Ashley was retired 3 years ago. Bernie works across the county speaking to councils, organisations and MPs to make daily life, including transport, more inclusive for those who are visually impaired. And now she has been honoured with a nomination for the Guide Dog Volunteer Awards in the expert category.
That's it on this part of Chatterbox. So, from James and me, goodbye.